Hey, this is the new way I talk. This is all you have to talk with. The whole world's yelling. This is fine. Wouldn't it be great if everybody talked like this? No, it wouldn't be, actually. Hi. Okay, I'm going to rip through this stuff real quick. We got a really fun episode today with Rory and Daniel Kino. I keep saying that I want to drop a special episode. That's what I call it, when it just has to do with the Marc Maron situation. A lot of times during the show, we talk about that stuff in the show. We come upon it, we talk about it, or we get serious. But when it's, you know, a whole hour, I like to just drop it as a special episode. I've been getting a really, and this will be a little serious here, but don't worry, the show today, it's so silly and so much fun. But just indulge me for a second here. We keep saying we're going to drop that episode. We say in the show we're going to drop it this Monday, but we're going to drop it next Monday because, or maybe a little earlier, but I'll tweet it if it drops earlier. Me and Daniel are going to Vegas, and we could just do it there because, you know, we're there all day. Have a clean head, get a hot cup of coffee, sit down, not the whole setup, just, you know, microphone, and that's it. And some of the emails I get, look, they're really powerful. Some of them are from, you know, kids that are gay, and they're just very, very powerful. Some of them are for straight people that are just so incredibly open-minded that I think it's good that I read some of them because, you know, I always say especially for kids, but when they're going through this, some of the letters remind me. Believe me, I am not joking around. I need to be reminded sometimes what it's like. You know, it's one thing if the whole world's giving you trouble because who you are, but I know it's extra just incredibly difficult when it's your own family. And I think these letters that I read will let kids know that, like, how many really, for lack of a better word, just awesome, decent, open-minded people are out there. So I'll just share a few of them. I will never read names if it's anywhere near a personal letter, and I will also contact you if you've written me an email to see if it's okay. I would never, you know, I got you here. So don't worry about that at all. So there it is. Now, here's the last thing. I wanted to start this thing, and we're going to call it the Todd Glass Project, where straight people put videos online, and just, it's just, I don't know how to say it, you know. You would think I'd be able to talk better. It's what I do for a living. But I want the campaign to be straight people, just ironclad, we don't give a shit what you are. You are healthy, you're fine. You can't debate it, whether you're healthy or fine. You are. And you can't let people out there that have a, and I don't want to say a problem in a negative way, like, they got the problem. I genuinely mean it. If you're making a healthy human being feel bad about who they are, that person has a problem. And as you get older, you'll be able to even have a little empathy for their, I'm going to say it's a little bit of even a sickness when you make especially a child feel bad about who they are, that you have a problem. And as you get older, you realize that. But when you're young, it blows, especially when it's your own family. So I think it's really cool to start that campaign. We'll call it the Todd Glass Project, just so they're all together on YouTube. We're going to put something on Facebook in a day or two. Maybe you want to say it, but you don't know what to say, and you can use our little guidelines as help. Maybe you take it, what we have, and you tweak it, or maybe you don't even use what we have at all. Whatever you want, but it's just a guideline. I would really like you to put those videos up online. I think it can do an amazing amount of good. Again, especially from straight people who just don't mince words. Just say whatever you want. Make it just a real gritty, you know, just from your heart, from your gut. And you don't have to videotape yourself unless you want to. You can just do audio. That's really important. I think I got everything out. I'm sorry I went a little long-winded here, but that was a lot to say. And I keep putting this off. I really do. You know, I wanted to start this thing back in January, and I kept putting it off, and I got a few emails over the weekend. I said, I can't fucking keep putting this off. It's too important. So that's why I want to start it, and nothing would make me happier to see people starting to put videos online under the Todd Glass Project. So here I am, pulling up to Largo, and enjoy the episode. It was a lot of fun. Part two, this one goes about an hour and a half. All right, everybody. Thank you. Bye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Whenever you're ready. All right, go ahead, roll it in. Go, Rory, start it again.
Larry.
Let Rory open it. Rory, do your voice. And Rory said he called me today at 8 o'clock in the morning. He goes, I got a great voice to open up the show I've been working on.
Are we going? This is the beginning already?
Yes, it is. Go ahead, Rory.
Here comes the start of the show.
A very funny guy, Todd Glass.
If you fucking call me back this time, then don't call me ever again, because we're done.
Hello.
The Todd Glass Show launches August 12th.
Todd. Hey, it's Zach. Listen, man, I really want to come on the podcast. I've got stuff to promote.
Yeah. Hello. 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 Hello.
Brian Regan.
Brian Regan. Brian Regan. Brian Regan.
If you don't want me to do the podcast, just, I don't know.
This is fun. Every week I get excited.
God, it's Marin.
Marin?
I'm the guy who can't come on the Todd Glass Show. What do I fucking need to do?
Wait in line.
Very funny podcast, the Todd Glass Show.
Oh, can be found at Jimmy Fallon.
Please welcome Todd Glass.
From the beautiful Las Vegas.
That's right, folks. This is a real show.
High atop Black Horse Motors. It's the Todd Glass Show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Chris, how you doing over there? Sure.
Sure.
Sure. Hey, would you like relish on your hot dog?
Sure.
Would you like pickles?
Sure.
Would you like chopped onions?
Sure.
Would you like pieces of wood dipped in barbecue sauce?
Sure.
Would you like two hot dogs if I can shove them in the bun?
Sure.
Okay. Slow down, everybody. We got so much to get to. Jordan's here. It's going to be fun. I don't even include you. Jordan's over there. She looks good. You know, when Jordan came in, I'm not just saying this because she thinks I was. She smelled. I didn't want to tell her what I thought she smelled like because to George Carlin, I'm being honest, it smelled clean, like someone that was swimming, and they just smell clean as they could be. Mm-hmm. Is there something? Is there a reason? Is it your? What do you do? You use chlorine for cologne?
Well, my secret is that I use a Irish Spring soap.
Now, Jordan, I got to be honest. Your voice. How does Rory live with that?
I take pills and stuff. It's actually much deeper than this.
Look at us. It's out. We're out of control, as Regis would say.
Right off the bat.
Right off the bat. This isn't even started yet. So this is gonna I'm very excited. You know, this show is not guest driven. You know, we got the crew here. That's the way it goes. And that, well,
at the end.
Rory, you're our guest today. But it's I consider you part of the gang.
The crew.
Yeah, the crew. Now hold on. Daniel's here. Daniel's here. We got, Daniel might later have like an interesting fact for us. So we got a jingle ready for that. So everything you never know. Sometimes he goes, did you know that water purification was invented by Mel Gibson's uncle? That's okay. No, it's number. Oh, you're right, too. Good look at you.
Daniel Tino. Another useless fact.
Just to be factual, I feel like water purification was not invented by Mel Gibson's uncle.
I know.
You don't want somebody.
Daniel Tino. Another useless fact.
I know there's a party that wants to go, but seriously, really, it really wasn't invented by his uncle.
Another use.
Jordan, run over and grab his cock. See if it's a little hard. Hurry.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So I want to thank. I had a great time in Denver. I love it there. Oh God, is that staff a lot of fun? I shouldn't. You know, it's just everything was fun. One night after the show, we. What's going on over there? There's chaos in the room. One night after the show, the staff, we went into the parking garage underneath, and we were going to smoke a little pot. And we went downstairs into a parking garage. There was nobody in there because the only place that was open was the club I was at, the Comedy Works. And they go, is this all right to hang out? I went, are you kidding me? This is like surreal. Like, I could go to a bar any night of the week. But can you just picture it underground? There's a quietness. There's like seven of us from the club,
yeah.
Two people from the audience. And we just smoked a little and just sat around leaning on cars talking. I felt like it was happy days with pot. Ay, ay, ay. I get so
excited.
That's
not the only story you're going to tell about Denver, right?
Well, I don't know if I want to get into that other story. I did a little...
No, no, not that.
The woman threw a glass on... Someone heaved a glass at me.
Is that true?
Yes, during the act. I will give Comedy Works credit. They, you know, when you're at a club and something like that happens, there's nothing this club could have done to prevent that. And they were on her within 5 seconds.
Why did she throw a glass?
Well, if I told you, it seems like, I don't know if I want to get into this. There's no reason anybody should ever throw a glass. But what me and the staff talked about the next day, if you saw it on video, and it is, I don't know if they taped the shows there, but if you saw it, you would be like, I didn't ask for it. Now, you might think there's nothing you could do to ask for that. Well, we just thought hypothetically, if you're using the C word or somebody's weight and you're just pounding them. I've seen comedians sometimes when they're a little aggressive. But there was nothing.
You still shouldn't do it, but at least you'd be able to go, well, I can see why she did it.
Yeah, if you were saying, you see, I don't even want to use the word now, but you know the word I'm talking about. The weight, you know, you're this, you're that, you whore, you just right in their face, and you think at one point someone might not know how to deal with that. But even then, the crowd would, they'd get in their car and they'd go, yeah, he was doing that. You still can't throw a glass, but there was nothing. Her and her husband were just talking through the whole show, which gets me riled up, and then I just kept going, oh, look. And then they started making out during the show, you know. And then I just went, I go, look at us. We don't know how to act. Okay, I did that for about a minute, and the crowd was hysterical.
Which means five, probably.
No, it was a minute. Well, she's never had anybody like be able to tease her that much. You know, she was at a restaurant upstairs. They said she... By the way, a lot of times when people act like this, you find out later they were trouble at other places in the building. If there's a restaurant, they'll go, oh, yeah, they were trouble. Of course they were.
Yeah.
Of course they were.
Can I say this? They're bad people. I want to go as strong as saying they're bad people.
What?
They're people that do not care about anyone else in their immediate vicinity. And I like, oh, maybe they're drunk. No, there's no excuse. You're a bad person.
No, I know on the video that's online, the Heckler and Davis, I say the same thing because I feel the same way. I think they're people that have a sense of entitlement. And as a comedian, I think they deprogrammed because not that I told them to go fuck themselves, but indirectly I was teasing them. And I'm not exaggerating what I was doing. I did. And you can just tell it was her driving her crazy because that's a very disrespectful thing to do. Like a waiter couldn't do that to you. If you're wondering, come on, Todd, that's what you did. And she heaved the glass. Picture if a waiter did that to her or a flight attendant went.
Or just the guy at a bar.
Yeah, just did that. So she started. She didn't know how to react. I'm not condoning what she did at all.
Is it ironic that if a waiter or like a flight attendant did it, it would actually be funnier? Because they're not supposed to be doing it. Like, you do get that free pass to kind of do it.
Did you see the glass coming at all?
No, it just, all of a sudden she stood up and just wailed it. The crowd went, and by the way, I'm going to break one time before I get to say this. I saw a lot of times when women are heckling on YouTube, people write comments like, oh, it's always a woman. It isn't. I know why it seems that way. It is, first of all, if I had to put money on it, I'd say it was men more. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think it's equal at worst. It's harder to deal with women because you have men bouncers. That's why I think if I owned a comedy club, hey, when I do ride-alongs, now that, you know, that's why it's good to have women on the police force. They go, yeah, they get a woman in here. Let a woman deal with a woman. It's hard for a guy to deal with a woman. I really do not think, when I see those comments, I thought, God, it's frustrating. It must be even frustrating if you're a woman going, is there truth to that? No, there's no fucking truth to that. Guys are just as bad. It's just that you have doormen. That's why I've owned a comedy club. Again, I would have a woman bouncer, you know, big, 700 pounds. Anyway, but there is a little truth to that. But anyway, I didn't...
It cost you an arm and a leg and health insurance.
Does everything have to be a joke? Obviously that didn't.
Daniel Kino.
That is very hot.
That doesn't even apply.
Yeah, you know, let him have fun. What else does Chris get? Let him play a jingle once in a while when he wants to. Right? Yeah, you like to play the jingles, right? Okay. So when she threw it at me, and then I want to move past this, I didn't even say hi to the listeners yet. I did not get aggressive. I did not. First thing I went was the first thing that came to my mouth. I backed up and I went, you know I can't make you do that, right? Like, that's what I said to her. Then the door staff was on her, and they had to drag her out of the room. She was mad, and the crowd cheered.
The crowd was probably ready to kill her.
I let the crowd cheer, but when they started to yell things, I was proud that I dealt with it this way, and I wouldn't always. I said, nicely, because the crowd was backing me, so you got to be nice to them. I went, whoa, 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 whoa. I go, it's all good. Let's not mirror their type of behavior. They just have to get out of the room. But I didn't let anybody yell any disparaging remarks, or I didn't want to turn it into – it was my job to bring civility back into the room, not add on to it. Oh, well, she did that. That means I could yell anything I want. I didn't – I just – they got out of it. I took a deep breath, and I went, whew. I go, that's – I felt bad a little. I thought at the time that I maybe brought it on by just doing that over and over and over. I saw how much it was bothering her, but she went out. They went out to the bar across the street after the show. Even if you're right, this proves that this is a psychopathic person. Because I know I use this analogy. When a cop shoots somebody, even if he's 100% right, any decent cop, if he shoots someone that's about ready to shoot someone else, and he shoots that person and kills them, someone that was about to kill someone else, it still affects them. Yeah. You took a life. So when you heave a glass at someone, the only way to show that you are somewhat sane, if you're going to,
any hope for you as a human being?
Yeah, to go, I'm a sane person. I had a moment of just craziness. Like you get in the car and you turn to your husband or your boyfriend, whoever, and you go, oh my God, I hated that guy. He was a fucking prick. But Bill, I can't heave a glass at someone. Even if she said, fuck that comedian, what about the audience members around her? That when things calmed down and she went, that wasn't even right to do for the other audience to go out drinking at a bar.
Yeah,
they saw her across the street.
Even if she didn't come around, even if she got out and said, fuck that guy, my whole night's ruined, I was right, he was wrong, I don't want to go out, take me home. Even then I would go, at least she kind of made a whole arc there.
Yeah, but no, and by the way, the reason I bring it up is because it sort of goes back to what I said about the, you know, it is hard for, you know, even though I said there's no, I have zero tolerance for, you know, people that are rude as, you know, whether it's a flight attendant or whether it's a pharmacist or whether...
Can I say, I'm going to find this woman. I don't know how to even start, but I'm going to try to find her.
I did think maybe...
Just in case she listens to this episode, I'm looking for you.
She's not listening. She went out and then they cut her off. The bar she went to was right across the street from the comedy club in the same little village. They cut her off because they found out what happened. Then one of the other comedians came in. He went to a completely different bar a mile away. He goes, I walked in there. There they are. And you know what? He said it. He hit the nail right on the head. He goes, she felt justified in what she did.
Yeah.
She felt justified. That guy, she probably feels the way I did. She went, you know what? That guy's been probably dishing it out to people. And the best she said was, even though I shouldn't have done that, you know what? Good. Maybe he'll think fucking twice before he goes.
She thinks she's the vigilante.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. But overall, the reason I wasn't going to tell that story, Daniel, but it's okay that I did, because I had such a great weekend that I thought, let me not. I don't want that to represent the great time that I had in those great crowds and really a lot of the cool people that I met there. So there you go. And then somebody came up to me after the show. Her name was Jessica, and she gave me some Post-its. And on them, they said, I'm proud of you, which I thought was really sweet. Martin wrote in that Sweet Caroline, the version we didn't know what it was. It's Swedish. I hope I'm right. We got a lot of listeners abroad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Max did a small act of kindness. His dental hygienist, he goes, the worst thing you could do is when you have to go to the dentist, and she's always positive. He goes, I've been seeing her for 5 years. Finally, he sent her a card with a Starbucks gift certificate, and we don't know the outcome of it, but he just said basically what I said. He goes, you know, thanks for being a positive person. So keep sending those in, because I really like getting those. And I heard this quote, it's what you learn after you know everything that counts. That's a good one, right? Mm-hmm. I heard it on some, you know, the show where they rehab your car, like they find your old car and then they bring it into their place and then they redo it?
Yeah.
So one of the guys on there said his dad said it. So, Max, I got you. Martin, thank you for letting us know that. We're almost done. And then Rory, oh, we're going to have fun. I keep saying we're going to do, I call them special episodes. It's so weird. But now I am ready to do one. So, I don't want to say we're going to drop it on Monday, but we're going to drop something on Monday. It'll be something that me and Daniel do, because I got so many cool emails. Some, man, they just, you know, they'll make you cry.
You know what I get asked a lot at shows? Are you guys ever going to do a camping one?
I know we are.
I get that a lot.
Matter of fact, let's not keep saying we're going to do that and not do it. Let's say after the show today, we're going to seriously look in the calendar and put something on the books for that.
Yep.
And then, so we'll do a special episode. You know, it always gets me paranoid. If I have, if we're having a 2 hour show and then, or an hour and a half show, and then I stumble upon something that's sort of serious, I don't mind. But I don't want to do 40 minutes in the middle of the show. And this is when, okay, I'm going to say this. It's weird that I react to one or two emails, and then I think, Todd, there's thousands and thousands of people. Like, that doesn't represent everybody. And then I feel bad because I know the listeners that don't mind when I get serious. I know they're decent people, and they're like, oh, don't let that get you upset, Todd. It's okay. Like, you're serious and you're silly. We take that roller coaster with you. So even though I know there's a few of those and it doesn't represent everybody, I still get a little paranoid. So when I have a lot to talk about, I'm just going to drop it as a separate episode. But it's funny that people, like, I think people consider it serious, and I could be wrong. I'm going to keep doing this line until the gift of conversation, because I know you say something. The conversation does not happen through emails. So much is lost. But people write things like, thanks to Todd's views on hitting kids, now I know what to do. I got to guess that someone spanking, that spanks their kids. Because you know what? I've heard comedians always for my whole life talking about on stage, yeah, we got to go back to hitting our kids. No one cares if you hit your kids. They're like, yeah. You would think if that was someone that was anti-spanking, very, very progressive in, you know, raising their children, they would be glad I said it. They'd be like, this guy's silly and the show's all over the place, but he's got some, you know, progressive views. So I got to believe that person that wrote that likes spanking their kids. There.
Or other people's kids.
That's
there.
Right.
Now it's worse. I'm going to find that person.
I got an email on the special show that we're going to do. I hear you, Roy. Rory's going to find everyone now. Rory, that's how much. Rory's gonna, anybody that bothers me, Rory goes, I'm going to find that person. A 14-year-old girl, which I forwarded that email to everybody here. I don't want to. I'll say her name on the special episode. But I got to believe from that email it was brilliant. Last night, from this 24-year-old kid, sent me an email that I read. That, well, I'm going to share all them on the special. We'll drop it. You know, we'll drop it. So there's that. There's that. Mikey. Last week we did, everybody was here. Jordan was here, and then Rory and Chris, and Daniel wasn't here. We did the song with Fake Problems. God, there's a lot I got to remember in these sentences. So many words.
So
I got to remember
nouns.
Fake Problems. I got to remember Rory. I got to remember Jordan, Chris, everybody, Mikey LaRue. Ladies and gentlemen, Mikey LaRue. So we did put a video up online, and it's You Make My Pants Want to Get Up and Dance. And let me tell you something. Blake Wexler, God bless him, because when we say, when you silly dance, you cannot be afraid of the way you look. But I get it. There's still some people that might. He let himself go. And it's a fun, everybody did. But if you look at Blake in the video, like, he is really just letting himself do whatever he wants to do.
He's also not smiling. Like, I think he really went somewhere. Like, everyone else is smiling and dancing, but he's like, really, like, interpretive dancing.
He,
like,
is.
It's very, I don't know where he went.
That's so funny that,
like,
you
noticed
that.
You have to shake him out of it.
Yes.
Blake, we're not dancing anymore. Oh, sorry. Where did I go?
And you only watched that. I watched it 3 times and picked up that. You watched it for literally 20 seconds before the show started, and you saw that he was, like, pantomiming. And anyway, he needs help.
Well, you know, he minored in dancing at Emerson.
Is that true?
Yeah. He toured the nation with the... Now, does it matter if it's not true?
That doesn't matter. So now we start the show. I want to tell you something. Hello to everybody. You're fun people. The people. I think I owe it to people to do something nice to start out the show. I really do. And then we bring it, Rory. What, Rory?
I have an idea. I just thought of this. Mm-hmm. I see that sometimes there's comments. Sometimes people say, oh, I listen to this when I'm at work.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably other people, and they go, oh, it makes my day fly by. Bring that up when you're at work. Let people know, because maybe they're also sitting at work and they need something to make the day fly by, and you might turn them on to this thing that you both enjoy. Then you start dating, and who knows where that goes. You know what I mean? Maybe they get married. Maybe they have
sexual
kids.
Harassment, I'm pretty sure. If it's...
Wait, what are you saying? I got lost. I'm sorry. Say
there are
again.
People that listen to your podcast
mm-hmm.
at work.
Yes.
And they say it makes the day fly by.
Yes.
So if you're one of those people and you're listening right now, tell someone else at your job that you do that, and see if they also enjoy doing it while they're at work.
Oh, and then if they do, you know you met someone special.
Well, if they end up liking it, you're like, hey, I listen to this podcast. Well, you know, obviously don't tell a supervisor if you're not supposed to be listening to shit during work, but tell somebody.
What the person you tell, the one person goes to the supervisor.
The CEO, that's who you drop it to.
Hey, I just want you to know, I listen to the Todd Glass Show all day while I'm at work. You should try it.
No one can even tell.
It'd be like one of those scenes in Liar Liar where the guy yells at him, you know, but he yells back, which never happens in real life. Like, you be the CEO, and I'll be the, you know, the Liar Liar where you yell at your boss and he likes it.
You do it. You be the CEO, and I'll be the guy. Like, okay. Oh, and I listened to the Todd Glass Show the other day. I hope that's all right.
Wait, who's going to be the one? Don't you have to yell at the boss? Don't you have to be the... Okay.
Oh, no, you be that. I'll be this. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I listened to the Todd Glass Show. What's his name? What's my boss's name?
Tom.
I just want you to know, I listen to the Todd Glass Show all day when I'm working, and I love it. It helps you go to another place, and it helps me relax, and I just enjoy my day a lot better.
Oh, you're not supposed to be listening to stuff at work.
I'm not?
No.
Well, how about I fucking work for this company for 10 years, all right? And all I do is take 1 hour a day so I can listen to it. If you don't want me fucking listening to the show, fuck you and fuck your fucking stupid family.
I love a good roast.
No.
Oh, do it to Daniel.
No,
yell at him.
Do me.
Shut up. It's not a roast. I'm not your puppet. I fucking hate you.
This is good.
This guy's great.
You gotta throw in another. Get everybody involved in this.
I swear to God.
Hey, look how dumb my shirt is. What's his pocket for?
I swear to God, I'll get physical. You don't act like you like this.
Oh, he's grabbing my pocket.
Fuck you.
You're grabbing my pocket.
I love physical comedy.
No, you don't like it. Fuck, your wife's a whore.
You're the Marx Brothers, but she is a whore.
Fuck you.
I am dickless. You seen me run this place? Have you seen me run this place?
Nope. And you, Kino.
What?
You fucking ass-kissing piece of shit. No. You fucking pieces of shit. Every fucking one of you. Every fucking one of you.
Well, I guess that's what you turn into when you listen to the Todd Glass Show.
We're the bailouts.
I don't know where
we bailed out of that. I think we wrote it.
Oh, God.
That was a workout.
I just wanted to say thank you before we start the show. I might need some reverb here, but I really want to say something nice to all the people that we meet after the shows. I think it's time to stop messing around and really do something kind. I'll start. Oh, hello? A lot more reverb. Hello? Ah, yes. There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight. All over the world you can hear the sounds of lovers in love. Just the two of us.
Nobody else.
Inside.
Not into the mics.
Nobody else. And I'm feeling good. Just holding you tight.
Here we go.
So listen very carefully. Closer now, and you will see what I mean. It isn't a dream.
It isn't a dream.
The only sound that you will hear is when I whisper in your ear, I love you.
Forever and ever.
Forever and ever.
It's good.
Does he have reverb?
Blowjob.
Oh, shut up. Why does he say blowjob?
Closer now, and you will see what I mean. It isn't a dream.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show.
The only sound that you will hear is when I whisper in your ear, I love you. Forever and
Okay. Just Daniel.
Falling in love.
That's not nice. Oh, everybody, you're listening to the Todd Glass Show. This is the way you do a show. This is what you call a show. My guest is Rory Scovel, co-host Daniel Keno.
People need a chance to collect themselves.
Yes, that's a lot of comedy.
The boss is coming by the cubicle right now.
This is what the podcast is like for people that podcast in a cubicle at work.
Oh, you mean when they hear the boss coming by?
Welcome. You're listening to the... No, the boss is just kind of in the vicinity, but they're still podcasting at this volume.
Oh, you mean someone that does a podcast in their cubicle? Oh, let's make pretend we do a podcast in our cubicle. Yeah.
All right. Okay, so we got a really good show today. Okay.
Our guest is Rory from accounting.
Yeah, the printer's down. Just for anybody who's interested, the printer's down. Oh, God.
Did you guys get that? I can't even think of the name.
Fake boss.
Did you guys get those manila folders counted?
What is their company?
Rory.
Shitty number company?
This is the first company to make manila folders.
Rory
is the first CEO.
Oh, here comes that guy with his dog again. He's walking by the house. Play the music for him. The guy with the dog. Oh, yeah, look at him. Here he comes with his big guy. Oh, look at those floppy ears.
Oh.
Hey, buddy!
What? What?
This is you!
What? The music?
No, your dog and you, they remind me of this music.
You think we play like this kind of music?
No.
The way you guys look together, the whole picture.
Yeah, the whole picture.
Oh, you think we look dumb?
Okay. No.
You think I look stupid?
No, listen. Walk back and forth, like, and then picture this music. Go ahead, do it right now.
Yeah, because I skip a little.
Yeah.
Because I skip a little and I shuffle and I snap my fingers. That's how I walk.
Dogs are cute.
I have a condition.
Hold on, listen. Like, can we just be quiet for a second so I can enjoy it? Now picture everybody, he's skipping and the dog's tail is wagging.
My dog has a disease. He's happy all the time.
Well, that's a good disease to have.
I think you're making fun of us. You did this
to
me last week.
No, shut the music off. Shut the music off. He thinks I'm making fun of him.
I have a song for you. I download some music for you, too.
Oh, but I'm not making fun of you. I think that dog...
Yeah, every day I walk by, you play that song.
I think it's funny.
Yeah, well, I got a song, too. I think it's funny. I think about it. Whenever you go for a walk, this is what I play.
What do you play?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
The birthday song, sir? You play the birthday song?
Yes.
Why do you play the birthday song?
You look like you've had a lot of birthdays. You look old. Like an old guy.
Yeah, well, guess what?
What?
Shut that birthday music off.
Hey, don't tell my sound guy what to do.
You have a sound guy, too? Hey, I got Christmas. Chris, play that music. Look at him walking away all pissed off. Play this music, he walks away. He'll hate it. He'll hate it that we're playing it as he walks away. Crank it up.
Are you about to play it?
Yeah, as you walk away.
Oh, you shithead. You shithead. Hey, Jacob, play my music. Jacob, play my music for him.
Chris.
You're going to be a shithead.
Chris, play this music louder. Look at
you. Play my music, Jacob.
Thank you for being friends.
This is how I apologize.
Travel down.
You were right. I want to be friends.
Your heart is true.
I'd like to sing it to you.
Can we have the... You know the words?
Yeah. It's okay to tell that you can never sell. And you have to go with...
Shut my echo off. Are you sure you know that? Because I can be honest, that was fucking noisy.
I know the words. I know them. That's it.
Okay, can you say them?
Let's do it again. Let's play it. Play. I can only.
Okay.
Thank you.
Everyone was there.
Cut the music.
Breakfast time.
I like that our bits.
Wait, what did you say? Was that last time? Breakfast time.
You know what I love about our bits? I'm going to stop and talk about what I love about our bits. They don't necessarily have to make sense. Like, there's enough. Like, first of all, why is this guy coming in and singing the wrong words? Where is it all happening? I don't know. It's just happening.
It's happening right here, right now.
Hold on, stop. Do the thing. Do be a guy, and you've come in. You're going to tell me what the word, like the meaning of this song. But you really don't tell us anything more than we're hearing on the song.
Right, right, okay, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Is that good?
Play my.
Play the. You know that song. Every song they say has a deeper meaning. And Rory wanted to.
Rory's an expert.
If an expert would be, he would be like the mind of a he can translate what the artist is trying to say with clear understanding than we could.
Right,
do
right.
On
that
own.
Is a talent. It takes a talent.
Okay. Yes. I'd like to do it. Do you guys mind?
Can I say hi to Jordan for a second?
Yeah, yeah.
You're very possessive of her.
Well, no, Jordan, say hi. Hi, Todd.
it's so unfair to her.
By the way, you make
her sound so. Hey, Todd, I'm married to Jordan. I'm a simpleton.
That's by the way, the most controlling husband. Hey, you're so controlling. No, I'm not. Say hi, honey. Say hi to everybody.
Say hi to Todd.
Oh, now Jordan's leaving. Oh my God, this is gonna piss her off. Look at her walking out. Jordan,
you know we're kidding, babe. Babe, we're kidding.
Wait, is that that?
I'm out of here. You guys gonna be mean to me?
No, this.
I have to take pills for the bass in my voice, and you guys are gonna be mean.
Why shut the music off? You're upsetting her.
Oh my God, Rory, is she gonna be okay?
Babe, don't do that. It's not in front of her. Sorry, I'm sorry, Todd. I'm the one who brought her.
I get it, though. The music matches.
She thought it matched that craziness? All right, listen.
Okay.
Our guest.
Hey, I did some research on a song, and I want to tell you the meaning of the lyrics. Is that cool?
Guess what? We have a great agenda today. Somebody said on one of the emails that I didn't have a... Remember when the show was all over the place? Well, it looks like I've done a lot. I told her I was working on it, but I didn't say how quickly. Every day I spend 1 second trying to work on giving the show order. So you're going to... Okay, hold on 1 second. You're going to give meaning to the song, and then Daniel's got some clips, and everything's going in a good direction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have some... You're going to give meaning to this song?
I'm going to give meaning to this song. I brought the band with me, if that's okay. I'm going to have them play it.
I don't mind at all.
Okay,
so what
guys,
do you do? You're an interpreter.
I'm an interpreter, yeah. But I interpret with the live band that wrote it, and I have them here, and I kind of want to go through it.
Because I've heard the song. I think it just means about... you know what? I don't know what it means, obviously, but I want to hear it.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Thank you for being a friend.
You're a friend, and I appreciate that right there. We've been to a lot of places. We went there, but we also came right back.
I got to stop you.
Wait.
It doesn't seem like we're... Ho,
me the truth.
It seems like you're saying just exactly what the song is saying.
It's an interpretation.
No.
Let him. In all fairness, Daniel, somebody said I don't listen. And that is a quality of an interviewer you don't want. We asked him something. He said we got to let it breathe, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm sure he's here for a reason.
Let me get a little deeper into it.
Okay.
All right. A pal and a confidant. I can trust you because we're friends. You know what? If everyone came over for something, a gathering, and everyone was coming over.
Rory, I got to be honest. It sounds like you're just paraphrasing with... They're already saying.
Can
really
I tell you what it sounds like? Can I do it? Can I show you what I think you're doing?
I mean, you haven't studied this at a great length, so I don't know if you'll be able to. So I want you to try, but I don't want you to be embarrassed if you can't do it.
I want to thank you for being a friend.
Okay, well, you're just repeating it. You're not even paraphrasing.
I think that's how bad it is.
I mean, I told you. Now you're embarrassed, aren't you?
No, I'm not embarrassed.
Aren't you? Wait, listen to me. Let me do it again.
Thank you for
We're friends.
Being
do you want to know what that means to me? I appreciate it. Travel down the road. Do you have gas? Doesn't matter, because I do. We'll go and we'll come back. I'll pay for it. My heart's here. Your heart's there. Why don't we put them together and stick together, you know, like friends do? Let's have a party. You throw it. And here's what's going to happen. Everyone you know is coming over. Okay? That's the deal. You come to understand that me and you...
He's good. This guy's good.
I want to say thank you for being there as a friend would. If we were friends, this is what I would sing to you. Fade out.
You know what? You made me look stupid. I'm leaving.
What?
Stop playing
the
music.
Todd.
No, don't do that music as I leave.
Todd.
No, I'm pissed off. That's disrespectful. Shut the fucking music off.
You got to sit back down for it to stop.
No, I don't.
Every time you get up, it's going to happen.
Shut the music.
Just sit down. Just sit down.
No, I know what you're fucking
Watch.
Doing.
Watch. If you sit down, it'll stop. If you sit down, it'll stop. Okay, is that better?
All right.
All right, I'll get up again. See?
It's hooked
Chris
up.
Isn't doing oh, that. You've got it wired chair. Into your life.
There's something wrong with the wiring?
Yeah.
Hold on, I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. I don't want to go to the bathroom. Never mind.
See?
I don't want to do anything.
There you go. It's
My
on
underwear
you.
Itches a little. Can I just fix it without that
but,
music?
For a second. For a second.
Oh, Jesus. This is awkward. Okay, listen. laugh like the guy who laughs bad.
The guy who laughs bad.
He just well he yeah. He works like he's a is he a minion you little think this guy?
Yeah, you pay me to laugh and make you sound.
That's right. Like so I'm at a party. I go, "Hey, you know, it looks like your neck threw up." But I always give him a look like that's you're not doing it good. He never gets great at it. But listen, so you did that.
So,
what do you got for us
well,
over
before
there?
Before we get into it, here's the thought.
Hey, I wrote a jingle to introduce this piece for you. Yeah, you talk. No, do you talk too much? Yeah, I know, but we'll do it for this. Fade it out. The jingle I wrote for him that Lynn sent us. It's you know he made the parody to "You Talk Too Much." Okay, that's okay. Lynn sent this in for you. Now's the part of the show that Daniel reads stuff.
Lynn sent this in. I can see you moving your lips.
You know what? Seriously? You think I would lie? You really think I would? You know what, Daniel? Run the fucking show yourself. I'm leaving.
Wait.
No, I'm
Todd.
Leaving. No.
Todd, get back.
Todd, sit down. I can't handle the song. Just sit down.
Guys, stop doing that.
Just sit down and he'll stop.
Doing
if you sit down, he'll stop.
I like how I actually do it. Okay, Daniel, the show's a little bit crazy. But
let me take over for 10 minutes.
How many times have I said this in the past? The show's a little nuts, but over to you.
So here's a non sequitur. You know those commercials, the world's most interesting man?
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be the world's least effective campaign because I find them so funny and clever. And I watch them on YouTube, and whenever one comes on, I laugh out loud. I wouldn't touch a Dos Equis with... Even if it was the only thing in the room, I'd take water and not have a beer.
So let me see if I understand you correctly. I think I do.
Does anybody feel that?
You're like, they're funny ads and you give them all the respect in the world, but still not making you drink Dos Equis.
Not even a little bit.
That's how
bad
it is.
And I so appreciate that they had this, you know, they hired
it would
the
be
right
like
ad
a
company.
It would be like, here's what I think it might be like. Well, maybe not. Like if you're in Philadelphia, I'm going to bring back Wawa to this. And 7-Eleven and Wawa's right next door to each other. And 7-Eleven runs a campaign that is fucking hilarious. I'm still not going to 7-Eleven.
Right.
Is that right?
Sort of, I guess. I don't know.
But you know what I
like
think?
Those
I
commercials
think,
so much.
I'm sorry. Yeah, but, I get paid from Wawa.
But the thing is, like, you remember that it's Dos Equis. Then you're talking about it. It's getting out there. If the campaign's funny, people go, oh, have you seen that commercial? For what? For Dos Equis. I remember because it was funny. Now you've planted it in that person's brain.
It doesn't
brain.
Make you want to go get a Dos
Equis. Not
you?
Me, but not you.
No.
But now, now I'm thinking, I would drink a Dos Equis. As soon as you said it, I was like.
You should do a campaign for Dos Equis.
Oh, I mean, I have.
What
I
is
actually
it called?
Have done some before.
Can we roll it in?
Yeah, do you have it?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, wow, that's what fast research. Okay. Have y'all ever wanted to drink Dos Equis on a summer day?
You did this?
Have you ever been at the beach and thought, oh, I forgot a towel, but you did have a Dos Equis with you? Then you probably know what I'm talking about. Dos Equis. Shut the fuck up and drink some beer.
I like it.
I didn't air it because I cursed
you. Know, your
at the
voice
end.
Yeah. Seems a little more, how do I say, effeminate?
Was this a while ago?
Yeah. Very crisp. It's clear.
Jordan, when you met him, did he talk like that?
Well... he took some of my pills, so he doesn't sound like that. But my
seriously, the confusion.
Hold on. Stop right. Doing that and let Rory come over here seriously.
Rory.
Dude, I swear to God.
Okay.
Let Rory.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You sound
like that.
Do you
that.
Need him?
No, she does sound like that. Yeah. Yeah, what was that?
What did you want?
He said Rory.
No, it's
Jordan,
funny. Like
sit,
if I
Jordan, sit down.
Oh, Jordan. If I go, let Jordan come over here. Okay, you talk like that for now. Everyone knows where the bit's going, but let's clean it up again. You ready?
Okay.
So you talk like that, and then I say, stop it, get her over here. But when then she comes over, the whole audience realizes, oh, that really is her. I know what I'm doing. I'm discussing the bit before I do it. That's the fucking way I do it. And if you don't like it, here's where we part ways, people.
Wait, speaking of, this is a great time for a clip.
Oh, no, no, no. I got to finish this bit. You kidding me? My head would explode. Oh, my God. You're out of your mind, Daniel. I'm right at the... It's like... Okay, so anyway, so...
It's a funny bit.
No, Jordan, Rory, stop talking like that for her. Dad.
You want her to come over?
Yeah, let her come over. I want to hear what... And I'm not... I swear to God, I want to hear what she really sounds like.
Right.
Because the audience... I know she doesn't talk like that.
But it's funny. It is funny, though.
Well, yeah, but the audience, when they see her out, it's embarrassing for her. I don't think she really talks like that. I don't talk to her that much. Come on over to the mic.
All right, Jordan, come on over.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey, Jordan.
Hey, Todd.
Oh, you do sound like...
Oh, that's a great impression, Rory.
Now, you do her do it. You do it, Rory. You do her.
Oh, hey, I'm Jordan.
I'm going to close my eyes and I want to figure out if I can see who Jordan is. Because it does sound... Okay. I got to be honest. I feel bad now for saying you don't sound like that. Now that you do, you must think I don't like that sound. It's actually very pretty. It's the guy digging a hole, but he can't get out of it.
Oh, so you need me to stay at the microphone?
Yeah, come back, babe. Come back.
Okay, so I'm going to close my eyes.
Okay.
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 I think
now,
we're ready.
Yeah, we're ready.
Okay, I'm going to guess. Now you do. Go ahead.
All right. All right. Okay.
Count to 10 or say something is.
Okay, so you won't know who's going?
I'll have to guess.
Okay, here we go.
I like chicken sandwiches. I like chicken sandwiches.
All right. Now that I'm going to say. Now do the other. Whoever the other person is, do it. Like, do it.
Okay.
I don't want to know who it is, though.
Okay.
The first one I think is, I'm thinking, but let me hear the second one.
Okay,
the first one was Jordan.
Oh, chicken sandwiches! Oh, chicken sandwiches!
That was Jordan for real.
That was Jordan. Yeah, that was
Oh my God, I was right! This is fun, right?
Yeah, I think you will appreciate this bit more if you're listening at home is if you know that Todd legitimately closed his eyes and put both his hands on his face.
I didn't even realize that. Either did I. No, it's not like I did it for a second and then I realized.
No, the whole time.
I remember thinking.
You really played it
out. Okay, here's the truth. I was thinking, like, really try hard to figure out who's who. But, like, I get that doesn't make sense now, but okay. All right, so let's look.
Okay, so first clip I have, this is Buddy Rich yelling at his band in a on the tour bus after a bad show. Have you heard this before, Rory? Uh-uh.
Now, I think this is a phrase I use a lot. Kia. Don't forget to tweet Kia. We'll talk about it later in the show. I think that there's a few of these videos where they're yelling at the band.
Who was the other one?
The other one's with Paul Anka.
Yeah, I couldn't find him.
You know, no. It's just to hear this is like, here's an expression I use a lot. It's worth letting it breathe. I think sometimes when we're listening to clips in here, you get a little, I think this is worth letting breathe. If you've heard it, you've heard it. And
I love stuff like that because it peels the curtain on something. Because you see these guys perform and it's magic. It really is. You're there and it's amazing. And then things like that peel the curtain a little bit. And I love that.
It's always fun to see, like, you know, somebody told me once there was a musician, and if he was really mad, he would do Jerry Lewis, and that was the only way he can contain it in the audience. He would go, boom! Like, but the band knew he's fucking mad. And I forget who it was, but it's back when I worked at the Valley Forge Music Fair. And
bragging.
Hey, you know what? I want to have people over the house to watch your half hour.
Are you really?
I saw a little bit of it, and I go, I want to watch it and really enjoy it. The opening made me fucking laugh. And I go, I didn't want to just watch it. I watched it at my dining room table, a little bit of it, and then I go, I want to really enjoy this. But I know this. We could talk about this off the air, but you did what you wanted to do. It seemed like that opening was so... Yeah.
I was happy they left it in the way they did.
All right.
I was worried about it.
Okay, so Buddy Rich is he's yelling at his band. How long is this?
I think it's like about
10, 20 minutes,
right?
Okay, that's a little too long.
Well, we can stop it when it gets boring.
Mm. No, I'm kidding, Daniel.
I don't know.
I can't joke anymore?
2 minutes.
Well, everything's got to be a joke, Tom.
Yeah, preferably.
Oh, okay. Here's the thing. We're friends. We're buddies. I just yelled at you. I didn't mean to. I'm saying I'm sorry, and I'm grateful that you're around. Get in the car.
Rory,
we're going on vacation, and then we're coming back.
You, Rory.
Your heart's true. You're a friend.
Okay, I know. I believe you.
And you're Russian. No. If you had a party
I swear to God.
A bar mitzvah, perhaps?
And everyone you ever knew was there. You would see you the get it. Gift would be the me. Gift from the me. Would say thank you for being. You're my friend, and I appreciate you.
Okay.
I get it.
Golden Girls.
Is that the Golden Girls?
That was the Golden Girls.
Oh, I thought that was the other one. I wasn't thinking. I know. We're
oh, did you want to hear the other one?
No, we're going to get to the. Shut up.
Well,
we're going to get to Buddy Rich in a second. When I had the, I think we talked about this fake problems.
Yep.
Over the house, you know, maybe I want the band to think I'm sort of cool, you know. He kept talking about the Golden Girls.
Oh, yeah,
it
yeah,
it was
yeah,
fucking
yeah.
embarrassing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they, like you think this these people you met, these musicians you met, right? They're hanging out at your house. And you think that they weren't smart enough, like you think they would go, all these guys do is talk about the Golden Girls theme. So boring. Todd and his friends, they discuss Golden Girls theme songs.
But you know what it was? It was like 10 minutes would pass by, and I thought, there's a 99% chance that they know that he's kidding. And then all of a sudden, I came out of the house to get something. I walk in the side, and he's talking about the Golden Girls. Again, act like, as time has passed, you act like someone in the band, Rory.
Okay.
Totally bored. And then okay. I'll do, I mean, you know, we keep, time keep passing. So I go in the house, I come out. And every time, Daniel, I hear the music.
Okay.
The music didn't really happen in real life, right. But it will
Does
for
it
this
matter
bit.
Which one of the band members I am?
I'll
be the bass guy.
Ooh.
Okay, ready?
Okay, so, and then I come out of the house, and every time I hear Daniel, time passing, another fun fact about, and the band is like bored out of their minds. They're like obviously trying to change the conversation, talking about suicide. Okay, so anyway, I come out of the house. Oh, geez.
Really was underrated. Even in its time, it wasn't really appreciated for being the groundbreaking show that it was. You know?
Hey, what do you guys think?
Yeah, you ever go on vacation anywhere? You ever go on vacation somewhere?
You know what's funny is that they had a vacation episode one time where, you know, Bea Arthur, you know, she forgot to pack.
Me and my family used to go to Seattle. We'd go hang out in Seattle.
Yeah, that show took place in Florida, I think, right?
Oh.
And, yeah, I think it was Florida because it was always
I don't
funny,
mean
but
to change the subject completely right in the middle. I'm in the band now, too, because this is fun. I don't mean to change the subject completely, but, God, you smell that? That night, it smells like ocean air.
Yeah.
Oh, God, ocean air. You know what? This is silly, but I've always thought the set of Golden Girls kind of smelled like ocean. I don't know why.
We have sort of a cool setup with our live show. When we play on the road, we have like a cool setup that with us when we do our music and all.
Oh, that's
all
cool.
All our friends come out to see
the music.
Shows.
You know, they had.
I do heroin.
You know, Estelle Getty was a heroin addict from 1938 to 1942?
Okay, picture, ready? Fade it out. Time passes. I'm in the house.
Two hours.
I decide to go back out. I walk out my patio door, and here's what I hear.
And now, only season 1 through 3 are available on DVD. That's fucking bullshit. Okay? How am I supposed to enjoy a nice weekend of Golden Girls? When am I going to sit there by TV Land with like a fucking jerk off with my TV remote? All right? Hoping another episode's going to come on and then I have to watch through 5 hours of Depends commercial just to get to another marathon. Fuck.
We're sitting here bored out of our mind. We want to kill ourselves, but he keeps going. Literally, that's the scene.
Yeah.
There's a wide shot. This is 6 hours later.
I mean, and you know, after
we're
all
staring
the jokes,
at each other.
Yeah, after
we're staring
all at the each jokes other. And after all the clever writing, probably the last clever show on television, as far as I'm concerned. You know what that show is about? Fucking love. It was about love, family, and you got that, you know? Uh-huh. You got that from them. And you know what? And even though they were a little bit older than, you know, like, say, even I am now, their dating jokes were sharp. You know? It was relatable. I think that show was Louis before Louis.
Hey, shut the fuck up. I'm sorry. Todd invited us over here. Jordan, help me out here.
Okay, what? What do you need?
Shut him up with the Golden Girls.
You ever eat a chicken sandwich? You ever eat chicken sandwiches? I like chicken sandwiches.
I do. But, you know, have you ever seen the finale? This is the last thing I'll say. But have you ever seen the finale
the last thing
of
I'll say.
Golden Girls? Right? I mean, how I was saddened. I was happy. I was fulfilled. You guys know what I'm talking about? Hello? Guys? Hello? Where'd everybody go?
Yeah.
Todd!
We're dead.
Todd.
We're all
you
dead.
You have TV Land?
No, we're dead.
I think
we're dead. Your story killed us.
Oh. Oh, you have a cat. Estelle Getty loved cats. Did you know that? Are we in heaven? I wonder if they're here. Do you think we're here? Oh, my God. We're in heaven.
And we still got to listen to the Golden Girls.
Okay, let's do the Buddy Rich thing. I think.
Excuse me.
I thought I was driving the show for 10 minutes.
I know, but you know what? I have to still be treated with respect.
And then if you guys like this, if this is a hit, next week we'll do Paul Anka.
Okay, can I I'm not even joking around. I shouldn't make jokes anymore. I feel like I've, you know, I've done so many wrong things. But can I just do something? It'll take literally 1 second. I think it's actually relevant, and I think it sets up the Buddy Rich clip.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Did you ever hear this?
There's a kind of hush all over the world.
It's Bobby Miyamoto's mom.
All over the world, you can hear that sound. All over some love. You know what I mean? Just the two of us.
It sounds like she recorded it into a phone under a blanket.
I don't make fun of her.
Oh, no?
Else, and I'm feeling good. Just holding it tight.
What if this is... Pause that. What if this is what you're rating... Oh, she called in. Caller, go ahead. Are you there?
There's a kind of...
No, we don't. Please stop. Don't call in to sing your song. You worry. Be the person that's dialing at home, and you keep calling up. I can't believe he hung up on me. I can't believe he hung up on me. Hello, Todd Glass Show.
There's a kind of hush.
No, don't call in the show singing.
Hello?
Ay, ay, ay. That's so rude. What's wrong with this? Okay, Todd Glass Show, go ahead.
There's a kind of...
No, you know what? This is... Don't call the show and sing your stupid fucking song. What's your problem? I mean that. What's this woman's problem? She's calling back. Okay. Hello, Todd Glass Show, go ahead. You're on the air. No. Number... No. Number... Todd Glass Show. Hello?
There's a kind of hush.
Right, this is stupid.
She keeps getting through.
I hang up and he come in.
Hello, Todd Glass. Hello, Todd Glass Show.
There's a kind of hush. All over the world.
Really? I'm trusting you. Well, hold on. Remember how I'm allowed to stop a bit in the middle? Seriously, I'm allowed to do it. This person, but we're, you know, I love everything you do. I need to know, what is her fucking problem? Because she is calling up. You're obviously redialing. You're the one calling. Am I right that you're the one recalling?
Yes.
And you start singing every time I pick up.
But
you can sing, but you can't. What are you saying in that voice? Like, I need to know.
I don't know. She's just so soft and delicate. I just picture she's like an angel.
But she's very upset that I keep hanging up on her. Can you bring it up a little bit? Like, you, hey, can't believe you hung up on me. Maybe give me a little. Otherwise, I feel bad for this woman. Like, she might be having a seizure, and I should call
Audible.
Yes, it's
.com.
Where are you at, Rory?
Just pull it up a little bit.
You never talk about it. Are you high right now?
I'm a little high, yeah.
Because you never talk about it like I do.
Well,
that's why I don't
know.
Just
ride the river, bro. I just ride it. Just ride the pot river. Here's the thing, all right? Gratitude.
You know, the thing about gratitude is that you could tell those four loved each other. You know what I mean? I mean, talk about a bond that was so visible for 22 minutes a week. For 22 minutes a week, you were part of that family.
Stop. Okay, I gotta take... Okay.
Okay.
This is not better. It's okay now, though. I'll take it. Hello, Todd Glass Show. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Kind of hush all over the world.
No. Hang up on her.
Honey, are you keep calling that
yes,
show?
Yes. Hey, why is it?
Oh, I don't
he
even
can't know. You take some.
Todd Glass Show, go ahead. What do you feel?
Kind of hush.
All right, hang it up. Hang it up. We're done.
He think? No, you can't.
They don't want to hear you.
No, they can't. He knows. You weren't hanging.
I have help is on the way. Help is on the way. Okay, go ahead. Oh, you went. Oh, he did not take my order over there. Chris went out on his own.
All over
Sorry.
The world.
I, you know what? I felt bad for the look in your face. Who do I listen to, Rory or Don? I would say it's equal. It's fine either way. Okay. Can I cap it? Can I be the? No, no. Hold on. Let's take
let's
deep
get
breath.
Let's get to the
yeah.
Slip.
Let's do.
No,
let's,
I think we should do this. Did you just ask if you wanted to be the lady?
Yes.
You've got to do it.
How did you know?
You have to. You have to. This isn't going to happen in 10 minutes. This is happening now.
But we have
that clip.
Go ahead.
We're gonna, all
right.
We have
we'll
all the time in the world. We're
we'll
going
to
go right into it.
Are you sure?
I think you have to.
I feel like I'm taking over.
But you have to like time it.
You're taking over the show.
You've got to time it, though.
Okay.
Oh,
so
this
I'm
is
the
be
person.
Hard.
Well, hold on. Let me take a little sip of my drink here. Everything's good, everybody. Just
take a tiny sip.
Take a second.
Take a sip.
You motherfucker! Folks, when I took my sip, he did that sound, and I spit it all over. Tiny sip.
Legitimate spit take out of Todd Glass.
Oh, man.
Hold on. Don't you prompt to George Carlin, will you not do it again?
All right. I won't. To George Carlin, don't do it.
That would really bum me out if you broke to George Carlin.
I won't break it.
Come on, that was just as bad.
You told me to not break it. Chris can break it. I didn't break it.
Okay, you know what? I hope you're glad you got out on technicality.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you did.
Yeah, you think God will lay you off on a technicality?
You know, friendship, you're not supposed to do that in a friendship.
Do you think that God...
not supposed to do that in a friendship.
Yeah. Do you think the Gold Girls treated each other that way? Do you think they tried to get off on a technicality? All they had was trust, Rory. Trust. Have you learned nothing?
Dan, you've got to watch other
shows.
There's other shows on.
Not as far as I'm concerned.
You know,
every other show.
I want to see how long he'll go. Don't interrupt him.
Right. Every other show is a derivative of the Golden Girls, okay? You name me a sitcom, it's a fucking derivative. Friends, please. Golden Girls with more dudes. Come on. Family Guy. Golden Girls animated. Look, all other shows. Okay.
Wait a second.
Law and Order.
Yeah.
Law and Order. Golden Girls longer and less funny. Same fucking show. Okay? Every fucking sitcom since
Mob
then.
Wives.
Well.
Come on.
Wheel of Fortune.
That's easy.
I know. That was a horrible one. Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune. Yes. Yeah. I got
that. Spin Deadliest Catch.
Yeah,
deadliest.
Estelle Getty.
Estelle Getty on a date.
I forgot she had actually passed away.
Oh,
all right. Listen,
I can't believe that guy hung up on me. It's so rude. I'm gonna sing. Yeah, I'm gonna sing.
Hello.
There's a kind of hush. All over the world.
Hello. Are you just calling in to sing? Who is this? Hello?
Oh my God, he hung up on me. I'm going to keep calling that stupid show and singing. Oh, I can't wait till he says hello, that idiot. I'll start singing right away.
Hello?
There's a kind of hush.
Ma'am, you can't. We actually conduct business here. You can't just call. You know, I'm hanging up.
Don't hang up.
Why did she say that?
Because she doesn't want
it. I can't believe it. Oh, that son of a bitch, big-headed Mark Maron.
Hello?
There's a kind of hush.
I can't believe he hung up on me. I can't believe they can't stop my calls. Oh, as soon as he says hello in that, I hope Jordan answers the phone. Oh, I got disconnected. I hope Jordan...
Ma'am, there's other people that need to use the phone booth, okay?
Oh, what year is this?
Hello?
There's a kind of hush.
What
year is this? You're hanging up on a plastic phone.
Shut the fuck up.
You're making fun of me for the phone book.
I hope Jordan answers the phone.
Hello?
There's a kind of...
Oh, God! Hello?
All over the world.
Who is this? I like chicken sandwiches.
All right, folks.
Hey,
folks, we did it. We did it.
Wait, hold on. Did you know that Rory, you guys... You know, they wrote their own vows, and did you know that at their wedding?
Hold on. You wrote your own vows?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, and we have it, right? Don't we have a tape of them?
Yeah.
Do you guys have a clip of that?
We have a clip of...
Some low music?
Rory and...
you want to do
Jordan
your real vows?
Married.
Were you going to play that song again?
No, I was just going to...
Do you have some listen low, to soft their... music?
Oh, you wrote your own vows?
Yeah, no.
We did.
They have it on video.
Yeah, go to the video.
It's 7A. Just push 7A, and we logged it into the computer, actually. See 7A? All right, so
this is gonna be good. You're gonna like this.
This is from your, but you didn't have your wedding yet, did you?
Oh, this is from the wedding.
If you've just gotten married and you're gonna be thirsty at your reception, make sure you have some Dos Equis on board. Start to have a good time. You don't have to marry the loved one. You could always just grab a Dos Equis and realize being by yourself is actually kind of fun. Dos Equis. Shut the fuck up and drink some beer.
I thought this was going to be.
I think you played the wrong clip.
Wait, what was the right clip?
Well, that was my Dos Equis commercial.
Oh, you mother.
Okay.
Hold on, not okay. You don't pass by a moment like that. That was the funniest thing in the world. You're doing it, and you go, oh, you guys played the wrong clip. That's brilliant. Oh, my God. I actually felt guilty for 1 second. I went, oh, we played the wrong clip. I thought Rory, the bit didn't make any sense. All right, hold on, everybody. Calm down. You can't interrupt. Seriously. You really can't just interrupt if it's not. We're just being disrespectful to Daniel now. I actually do want to play this. Did you ever hear this? Seriously.
There's a kind of a hush.
Sounds familiar.
You know who this is?
Real question?
Yeah. All over the world,
you can hear Dean Martin.
Isn't this good, actually?
Is it Dean Martin?
No, it's... You know what I mean? It's the Jonas Brothers!
You guys.
Daniel,
come on. That's so not fair.
Daniel likes the Jonas Brothers. Daniel likes the Jonas Brothers.
So not fair.
Daniel likes the Jonas Brothers. Daniel
no.
Likes the Jonas Brothers. Daniel likes the Jonas Brothers.
Thank you for being.
You know, the Jonas Brothers remind me of. You're gonna think this is weird, but in a weird way, the relationship they have between each other resembles that of the Golden Girls, right? I mean, like one's like the older, the wiser one.
He's right, though.
And like cracking
jokes, he actually is right,
you know?
About that.
Even the Jonas Brothers are a derivative of the Golden Girls. We're just, you know, I was right.
You're hot tonight.
You have a fiesta. Okay. People come over. I'm there too. I bring a gift, as we all should. Mine's a little bit sweeter. On top, there's a card that says, "Hey, thank you.
I got your back
for being here and there and everywhere."
Okay, let's do the Buddy Rich clip because we got to go in for the.
We're good. We got it. Well, we're doing a two-parter because we're going to be in Vegas next week.
Are we going to record it as two separate shows?
No, we're just going to find a break somewhere in the show.
And then do part two.
And then we'll do part two. So let's hear this Buddy Rich clip.
Okay, so Buddy Rich, just roll it in.
Okay.
What the fuck do you think is going on here? You had 2 days off and you think this is a game? You think I'm the only one that's going to work up there while you motherfuckers sit out there and clam all over this fucking joint? What do you think this is, anyhow? What kind of play do you think this is? What kind of miscues do you call this? What fucking bed do you think you're playing on, motherfuckers? You want to fuck with me on the bandstand? Shut that fucking door. I'm up there working my balls off, trying to do somebody a favor, and you motherfuckers are sucking all over this joint. What kind of trumpet section do you call us tonight? And saxophones? You gotta fucking be kidding me. How dare you call yourselves professional? Assholes are playing like fucking children up there. You got your fucking... Where the fuck are you? Where's Marcus? You got your fucking horn so far deep in the fucking bell, we don't need to have a band here tonight. Your phrasing won't be heard. Everybody can hear your fucking clams out there. You don't need a mic for that. You're taking up too much fucking time? Blowing what? Shit! You stand out here all fucking night trying to blow your fucking brains out when it comes time to play. What do you play? Clams?
Well, pause it. Well, Rory, do you like that clip? Rory, do you think that's interesting or funny?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Well, it's funny you say that because we got a little recording of you at the Funny Firm.
Yeah. Somebody sent this in. I actually am shaking a little bit.
It's a little uncomfortable because
I think I let it go before the show, but now that I'm thinking. And by the way, I know that was really hard to hear, but I think actually I wouldn't plated it. Moose and Mice and Brian Regan. That's how upset I am that I had time to break for that silly piece of banter. Okay, back into my bit. So yeah, that was Buddy Rich. And the reason we brought it up, Daniel... Rory. Hold on. I hope this is important. Jordan walking over to the mic. What's the matter, honey?
Do you guys have any chicken sandwiches?
Do we have what?
Chicken sandwiches.
I think she's saying chicken sandwiches. Jordan, no, we
chicken
don't have
sandwiches.
We ordered some pizza.
You guys got any chicken sandwiches?
Katie, edit this out. This is no.
Okay.
You
Sorry.
Oh my God! I don't remember her being.
Yeah,
like
I mean,
this.
I know you have a voice thing, but this is just behavioral problems at this
All right,
point.
Stop that, please. Okay, so she's sitting down again, back at her seat.
All right, Rory. So.
Oh my God! Hold on. Okay, so she's sit down. Good. Oh my God! She's walking back up to the mic. This better be important.
You're not in. There's no chicken sandwiches. Oh,
Rory, stop that. You don't know that this is wrong, what you're doing.
All right.
No, you know what you're trying to do? I know what you're trying to do, Rory, because we know we're about to play a clip that's going to embarrass your fiance, so you're trying to stall. No, we're playing the clip, and we have the right one loaded in.
All right. Good.
Okay, so do we... Yeah, and by the way, this is a clip where you are being inappropriate to other people. Is the clip, Rory.
Because you have a nice...
Hold on. You're not going to just play this, are you?
Well, I'm going to tell you... I'm going to set it up. Yeah, this is Rory. It sounds like in the background that they're cleaning up the comedy club,
I
guess.
This?
And I think this is at the Laughing Skull, guy that sent us, that he works there.
Yeah, and here's the weird part about this, because he's talked to me. Some of the audience, he's yelling at the audience, too. There's still like 50 audience members in there. Most have left. He's yelling at the audience.
Oh, I thought it was really at the comedians that were on the show.
I don't want to play this. I don't want people to hear this.
Okay, I know you don't, but I think you need to explain. I tell you why. If we play it here, you can explain it. Maybe we're reading into it. But he's not yelling at the staff. He's yelling at the audience. I think the manager of the club, maybe.
Okay.
Anyway, so go ahead. It's 7A. It says Rory right underneath it.
Jokes on me?
Pause it. I know this is really, it's like the Buddy Rich thing. It's very hard to hear, but it's worth just like scrunching. Okay, go ahead.
Close.
Okay.
Close the door. Guys, what is that? What are we doing up there? You're just getting up there and you're just making jokes? You can't say that. You can't, I'm so tired. You get up there, you get off stage, we're in the green room, we're having fun.
What jokes?
We're smacking each other around.
What jokes are you talking
about? You know what you did! Cell phone jokes!
What'd I do?
Oh, there's an app for that? What is this, last year? I need the crowd ready for me.
I thought I did. I did a good job.
No, you didn't! No, you didn't. You asked the crowd, hey, give it up for this, give it up for that. How many times they got a goddamn clap? They're going to be exhausted before I get up there. Can I say something to the two of you? Can I say something right now?
Yeah, but I don't like getting
yelled
at.
Can I say something? Do you know who told me personally that not only was I the best comic working in L.A., but I'm the best comic in the country and in the goddamn world? Do you want to hear who said that?
Who?
Todd Glass said that.
Okay, you know, pause it right here.
No one here knows who Todd Glass is! No one knows who Todd Glass is!
All right, pause this. There's a problem with the technical problems.
I'm sorry.
That's why I didn't want you to play that.
Well, that's embarrassing for me. I should have let you go further.
Because in that bit, it
makes me look bad.
No one
knows. Now, okay, do it where there's nobody. Like, you keep asking, not a waiter, not a waitress. And I have to sit here and listen to it. It's mortifying. Okay, keep.
You know who said that to me? Todd Glass said that to me.
Who?
Todd Glass. You know who Todd Glass is? Todd Glass. LA comic. Okay. Todd Glass. He has a podcast. Todd Glass. No one here? Waitress! Waiter! Hey, bartender! Do you know who Todd Glass is? He's a comedian. He's probably playing here.
Rory, you don't have to make up comedians.
Okay, he has dark hair. He has dark hair.
It's like if Mel Gibson and Fred Flintstone had a baby.
That doesn't sound right.
Todd Glass, he looks like that. No one here. Ma'am, I know you're about to leave, and just a second ago you bought 3 CDs, as most people do when they come out to see a show. Thank you for also buying 3 CDs. But you know who Todd Glass is? I'm sure you're a fan. Not even iTunes, the podcast on iTunes, you've never heard of it. Not one. Not one person here knows who Todd Glass is. Go out, get you guy. Guy who just walked in. Newsboy.
Yeah.
Newsboy. One, I don't know how you have tomorrow's publications ready already. What, do you see the future? And two, do you know who Todd Glass is? Never once. None of your friends at school. Not one friend at school. You go to school with literally 1 million other people. And not one of them knows who he is. Not one. Get on Facebook. Do me a favor. You get on Facebook real quick, and I want you to see. Ask in your status updates, and who knows who Todd Glass is. Bartender, I want you to tweet it. You tweet right now, hey, who knows Todd Glass? How many people follow you? 17 million people follow you. Certainly one of them will have heard of you. Ma'am, could you just call another country and just ask whoever answers what they know? What does it say? What's a Todd Glass? What does it say? All right, here, hand it to me.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, what's the question?
Does anyone know who Todd Glass is? Do you know who Todd Glass? What country is this, by the way? Is this Sweden?
This is his hometown of Philadelphia.
Oh, this is Philadelphia.
Sure.
Todd Glass. Do you guys, surely you know of Todd Glass?
I live next door to him, I heard, but no, I don't know who he is.
He's a comedian. You probably heard of him.
I hear that.
He's on the radio a lot. He does different spots.
Yeah, I know. Only reason I know, because his mother tells me every time I take out the trash, my son's Todd Glass. I heard of him through her.
All right. Not one person has heard of him.
No.
Okay, hold on. Hey,
his mother has a free pussy banner on the roof of her house. Blake Wexler, that's not a joke. I listen to the podcast. Wait, that doesn't make any sense. Then he wouldn't know who I was.
Nobody knows. Even his mother refers to him as that guy from Last Comic Standing.
Right, that bit got all over the place. Guess what? If you want bits that don't go all over the place, then you listen to other podcasts.
Then listen to professionals, all right? And you know what? Go pay.
We're not
for
professional.
It.
No, by the way, that's a really good, because it doesn't mean we don't want to try, but we're not professionals. I think people forget that.
That's true.
I'm kidding.
Radio improv.
How dare you? It's like when Daniel agrees. He goes, it is true. We are professionals.
Buddy Rich, what do you think he was mad about? Like, what do you think that
I know
concert
what he was mad about.
Like?
Did you listen to the rest of that CD? Yeah. Whatever.
What do you think that concert sounded like, though?
I'm sure it was fine. Great.
Yeah, right? No, in my head, I was like, how bad could it be?
I'm sure he was just a perfectionist.
You know
and
what?
Probably not a, you know,
I don't
easy
know.
Guy to get along with.
That one I'm not sure about. Paul Anka's, I defend Paul Anka a little bit. Because what he's asking them to do is something that could never be forgotten. Like, and that's probably a band that took advantage. Listen to the Paul Anka one. Although, you know me, I do.
We'll have it on next
You
week.
Know me. But, like, I have a zero tolerance for being rude to people. So at the end of the day, when you yell at somebody, it's your inability to communicate. But if it's for someone not hitting a note on an instrument or could have had a bad night, that's really inexcusable. One of the things Paul Anka is mad at, they're told to wear black shirts every night. Mm-hmm. You know what? You should fucking do that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's something you don't.
Somebody's got like a gray one, right? Or something.
Is this a famous bit? Yeah, or a Paul, famous audio clip.
None of your business.
Well, I want to be included.
Oh God, Jordan, please don't let her up to your mic.
No, if you talk to me like that, she comes over here.
What, Jordan?
I don't like you said that. Damn. Don't you hear? You apologize.
I'm sorry.
You apologize.
I just apologized.
Good. 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 Good.
That's weird.
Good. Good.
All right, listen.
Babe, it's fine. I don't care.
Good.
Do we want to try their wedding vows one more time?
Good.
Chris,
can we get
you
the
have
right
that?
Wedding clip vows?
Good.
Rory, do you remember this? I mean, this, it wasn't that long ago. Oh, here you are. Yeah, see, there it is. And then I think you guys are about to exchange your...
Oh, you look pretty.
Thank you. Everyone, please be seated. I'm going to do my vows now. Jordan, I have loved you since day one, and I just want you to know...
I love you so much. I love you. I don't know what it is for life. Jesus!
And I love you too. And I want you to know I'm never, ever going to leave your side because you mean the world to me.
Jesus! We hear you! It's Jesus! Yeah, Jesus!
All right, and I now
so
pronounce
nice.
You man yeah. and wife.
Oh, well, give me a kiss.
Ooh, she's eating chicken sandwiches. She's like the chicken monster. She's like the cookie monster, only she's the chicken salad monster.
Can I tell you? And it panned out. Oh, that's great.
I have something that's going to make you cry. We have your first voicemail message that Rory left you on your machine after your first date.
Oh, Jordan left me?
Jordan, I'm sorry.
How did you get that?
Your mom.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. Your mom said she had it on an answering machine.
Why does she have it?
Because you guys have been dating since 1997.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
She sent us the actual tape. She took out the tape.
She has the voicemail.
Oh, all right.
I say answering
machine.
I
mean, we haven't been together a while, I guess.
All right, listen. You want to play it?
This is right.
Play it. It's the first message that she left. Effects off. Oh, that's all right. If you could only see. Okay, listen, we've been having a good time. We got some good stuff. We got part two coming up. I don't know where to, you know, you got to go in. You got to go in slow.
This is a jam-packed show.
Jammed.
Jammed. Packed. Tight.
Shh. Stop, everybody. Stop. We're going to take a deep breath. Hey, tweet. I'm going to ask you something right now before we go to break. Tweet at Kia. You did it for me. You know, I don't ask that much on the show. We're taking a little break here. I don't ask that much, but when you tweet for me, I know I sound like I'm kidding. I'm serious. I appreciate it. It's the power of tweeting. It's amazing. So keep tweeting Kia. Tell Kia Motors, say this. Go contact Todd, his managers at Brillstein Entertainment. Let them call my manager because, you know, I think I'd be a great spokesperson for Kia.
I think you're right.
I believe in them.
Yeah.
You know, you go look at the car you get for the money.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It sounds like I'm doing an infomercial. I'm not. Go take a look at a Kia.
I mean, what can you get in the car? Like, what kind of features would I get if I went and looked at one right now?
I don't know. You like keyless entry?
I do like keyless entry. Well, you know what? It's easier to get in the car. It's easier to get in.
Yeah, you got your bags. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, like the trunk space.
You got what?
Like, they probably have a lot of trunk space. Like, what else does a Kia offer?
You get the leather seats.
And it's like no money down? Is it money down or it's not money down?
Well, they have some unbelievable lease incentives right now, and okay. I'll tell you what.
See, I love watching this because here's what's happening. Rory really wants to do a bit.
And Todd
doesn't want to do a bit because Todd wants a free car.
That's right.
So Todd is trying to figure out how to do a bit and at the same time not say anything negative about the car.
God bless Daniel Kino. You're right, because Rory wants me to go. Like, you know, I know where you wanted to go, but I'm trying to keep it. Well, they got Grace Lease incentives.
And I mean, it's very affordable stuff. Yeah. I mean, honestly.
Rory wants to throw it into the ridiculous, but I go, hey, Kia, I don't need them. I don't need calls. You know, I don't need calls from Kia. Todd, you got to ease down. The Kia Soul. Let the Kia Soul bring a silliness out in you. That's the thing.
Kia Motors, the car that Todd's mom wants.
She wants or loves. All right, we're going to take a real break. We don't usually take real breaks on the show. Rory, you know, nobody, there's no one that makes me laugh more. You and Eddie Pepitone, how's that? Is that in good company?
Great. That feels really great.
Oh, God.
Jordan, we like that, don't we?
Oh, please, don't get her away from the mic.
Babe, go sit back down.
What is... I don't remember her talking like that.
Well, sometimes, see.
Maybe we have time to take a quick call as we go to break. Take a quick call.
Hello? What color shirt does Todd Glass wear on the podcast?
All right, that's ridiculous. No, take the other call. Line two.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
No. The other one.
Hello?
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 Hi, hello? Go ahead, you're on the Todd Glass...
Hi, Todd?
Yeah, hello.
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 Oh, my God. Hello.
Todd?
Yes, hi. You're
Todd,
on the
are you there?
Yeah, you're on the Todd Glass show.
What time is it?
Come on. Shut this. Hang up. What fucking time?
Hey, Todd.
Oh, go ahead.
Hi, this is Sandra Van Garden. I'm a fan of the podcast. And I just Googled your name and I found your phone number on Yellow Pages, but I had to pay $10 for it.
Yeah, what do you, what, okay. Oh my God. Hope she doesn't call back. I love it. We have microphones everywhere. At the person's house. Hello? Oh.
Who are you calling?
No, Sandra Van Garden is calling in, I think. Hello? Hello, Todd Glass? Hello, the Todd Glass Show?
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Go ahead. Is this Sandra Van Garden online?
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Oh, no. I'm not doing this again.
Hello?
I'm not doing this again.
Hello?
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 Ma'am?
Hello?
Ma'am?
Oh, is that Daniel Keno?
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Hi, Daniel Keno. I just wondering. What kind of shirt does Todd wear?
Oh, no, 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 no. This is not going to happen again.
Hello?
I'm right here.
Hello?
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 Okay, ma'am.
Hello? Is that Daniel Keno?
Can you not hear Todd?
This is so messy.
Hello?
We did this last week and I won't
Hello?
Fucking. Hello?
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 Ma'am?
Hello, Daniel Keno?
Okay.
Is that Daniel Keno?
Maybe your microphone's broken or something.
When Todd goes on vacation, what's like his favorite vacation?
I don't go on vacation.
Hello?
I don't go on vacation.
He doesn't go
Hello?
On vacation, ma'am. He
Hello?
Doesn't go on vacation.
Hello?
Hello?
All right, I'm not doing this.
Hello?
It's not right to the people that listen to this
Hello?
Show.
Well, I liked her.
Todd Glasshow, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hello?
What's on your mind? Okay, do you...
Hello?
Hold on.
Hello?
Do you not hear...
Hello?
Huh?
Hello?
Hey, you
hello?
Fucking piece of shit.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hello?
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 Hello,
is that Daniel Keno?
I knew it would do it for me again.
Hello?
Ma'am?
Just, by the way,
hello?
Just when I started the bail, now I'm starting to like it. Yes, hello?
Hello?
Come on,
hello?
This is not... This is fucking...
Hello?
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 Todd.
Hello?
Todd.
Hello, is that Daniel Keno?
Todd, maybe you should try my microphone because I don't think she can.
Hello?
Okay, can you hear me right now, ma'am?
Hello, Daniel Keno?
Yeah, listen. So
yes.
I had a question for you. Todd, try my microphone.
You have a question for me? Daniel Keno?
I was getting up to do it.
Todd's getting up to my microphone.
All right. Okay, hello?
Hello?
Wow, this is.
Okay.
Hello, Todd Glasshow. Hello, Todd Glasshow.
Hello.
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 Okay, I don't care.
Hello.
Though. No, just let.
Hello.
I'm gonna let her talk.
Hello. Hello, is that Daniel Keno? God bless you.
He didn't sneeze, you
hello?
Idiot. He called.
Hello.
Oh, then how do you hear? If you
hello.
How do you know to yell over me
hello?
Then? If you say hello, hello.
Hello.
How do you know to do? Okay, if
hello?
I don't. Okay, if I don't talk, look.
Hello. Hello? Daniel Keno? Hello?
She recognized
hello?
It. All right.
The Todd Glass Show.
Okay, hold on. What's that? I like it. Fade it out. I like it. Fade it out. Okay, we're going to take 14. Let's enjoy this song. Well, we're going to take a real break. I might play this whole song because I think people might be in a place right now. You know, they might go, I like it. It's a song. So it's a song. Of course it's a song that Daniel forwarded to me. I want to say hi to all the pharmacists out there. I know your job's tough, but I will tell you something. I thought about this. You know, the pharmacist says, you can't compare me to the waiter. And the waiter, the cop says, look, everybody... It's like I said, empathy is not a competition because when you start doing that, yes, I get it. There's certain jobs if you're a cop or a, you know, I get it. But then if someone's trying to relate, you don't say you can't compare because if you're going to, you know who I think would win over pharmacists? And by the way, I don't want a competition. I want to say, you know, when you deal with the public, they can make you, it's mind maddening. I'm going to give, if I had to, and I don't want to. But since pharmacist Ryan, I think was his name, saying, well, you can't compare us. I get it on one level how he's saying that a you like how I go back into this, but I do. I chomp it up every time, and I love it. You know, you really can't compare, he was saying, and I reread his email today. You can't compare a pharmacist to a waiter. He's not saying he's not empathetic to a waiter's plight, but pharmacists, there's a little more anger. There's major amounts of money being spent. Okay, if we're going to have a competition, I say I feel flight attendants have it harder than pharmacists. I'll tell you why. It must suck to have someone be disrespectful to you. It sucks no matter what. If you're a pharmacist, but at least they leave the building. After they make you want to just doubt humanity, this rude person, and taking it out on you, they eventually leave the store. And that in itself probably sucks still. It resonates with you. But imagine you have to go back to that person and going, would you like a soda? Could I take your trash from someone that's just been disrespectful to you? To me, that would suck. I feel bad when I see a flight attendant being treated like shit, and then she's got to go, you know, wait on that person.
Can I get a Coke, please? Flight attendant. Flight attendant, can I get a Coke? Flight at you. You, ma'am. Ma'am, flight attendant.
Yes, yes.
Can I get a fucking Coke?
You don't have to talk to me like
yes,
that.
Yes, I do. You're stupid. You're dumb.
Well, that's no reason to talk
to me. Oh, you're going to talk to me like that?
Listen,
I'm going to get off this plane right now.
Okay.
I'm getting off this plane.
My name is Jordan.
Sir.
The only chicken sandwich, it's all we have. My name is Jordan. And
I love that you made Jordan the flight attendant.
Because I won't be treated like this.
Play the dog away. I don't care. I'll just say it. I'm tired of having signs and cues.
I'm going to walk away right now. Walking down the aisle. Won't be treated like
this. Good. Go give me a Coke.
Stop playing that, sir.
Give me a Coke.
Put your boombox down.
No.
No.
No, until I get a Coke, I play the boombox.
I'm not.
I play the boombox.
People. See, when you sit down, it goes away. Okay, let me say this as we go to break. This is we're going to take a break. It's going to be a gentle break, but this is where we should make it. These are the shows when they get real silly that I love.
We got there.
Yes. Yeah. You know what I would do? People love the show. They love it. I thought about this the other night, and I'm still going to break the rule, but I thought, like, I love South Park. I love David Letterman. If David Letterman came on the air every night and went, I can't believe people said they don't like my show, I'd be like, but I do. Just do it. I know right now there's listeners going, yeah, that's, but I know, I get it, but it's still hard, you know?
You know what we haven't done in a while?
You get what I just said?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're going to play a full song?
I think we will.
We haven't done it in a while. The DJs whose timing is off.
How about
we introduce the song?
Part two.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh wait.
Oh, and let's do the news guy in part two. You haven't done that in a long time.
This is, oh yeah, the news guy.
Yeah, well, you're going to
remember.
Guy in part
remember
two.
What else we wanted to do in part two, where the last 10 minutes of the show, I've eased up on the smoking because I feel I have my clarity. But later in the show, halfway through the show, sometimes I will smoke. Today, I actually did smoke a little earlier. I like to be honest to George Carlin. So the news guy will write that.
All right, but
yeah, I know we don't have to do it on the air.
But
right
we'll take a
on
break.
On the air. I say we're on the air because this is a real show. The other shows, they
air.
Say the podcast. This is in the air. Ours
you
is
know,
in the air.
And by the way, we appreciate the listeners there. You know, we know our time slot got moved. We're up against Mark Maron and
Comedy
Bang Bang.
Have you ever wanted to drink a Dos Equis? You're probably surfing with your friends, or maybe you're on a flight and they say we only have so many beers. Ask for a Dos Equis.
God, you're
start
fired.
Drinking beer and shut the fuck up about it.
I love that. That's the give me a, what's the tag phrase? Give me a beer and shut the
yeah. Drink fucking drink a beer.
You know what? I think a comedian could if a comedian could make a product number one. If it's a gamble, but wouldn't it be cool? Let's say I was rich, like I was like Donald Trump rich or bigger than Bill Gates rich. Buy a company that's failing and hire a comedian to do their ad campaign. And I bet you could figure out how to make a company cool by just like having the weird.
I bet you got,
am
like,
I making
fun
sense?
Ads. Yeah, I think you'd have fun ads.
Well, we'd be
sure.
we would know how to like. I don't know.
I think Dos Equis already did that.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. We're talking about him for 8 hours.
Folks,
no. Okay, the
fun.
Truth is, Jordan has a stock in Dos Equis.
Yeah.
All right, so let's play number 14. We'll listen to it a little before we take our headphones off and go to the bathroom and everything. But part two coming up. And then this song. I love this song. I think I find some really good gems.
Sure.
You sent
I sent that to you. But still, it still counts.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear it.
Oh, wait. But,
Is it you, Dan, you sent this one to Todd?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, you're the one who found this one.
What is it?
Oh, what is it?
Okay, man, pretend this. Hold on. Stop it. 32 days later at the house. I've left. I've come in. Daniel's still up by the fire pit with fake problems, walking out the door.
You know, Estelle Getty started out in vaudeville. Did you know that? That when she pitched Golden Girls, TV hasn't even been invented yet, but she already had the spec written in her hand. Handwritten.
Daniel, I'll give it to you. That's not that easy every time to think of something, and you always come up with it. You know, she was in vaudeville.
I think just, they're real know, facts. Are they real?
You know, the funny thing I'm about close it out with Estelle real. Getty, she drove a bus. Let's see how quick, how long we can do it. You keep fading it out. Let's do it. Let's do it that way, right? So fade it out, and every time we do it, let's see who can keep coming up with real sounding effects. We can make them up. It doesn't matter. Well, the funny thing about Estelle Getty is that when she started that show, she was broke. She was taking the bus to work for the first two seasons of Golden Girls. That's a true story.
Did you know that Betty White had herpes? I know, I just wanted it to be that, in and out. She got it from Estelle Getty.
Did you know that the set designer, from Golden Girls actually, he would bring his dogs to the set, and every single show, there was one show where one of the dogs bit B. Arthur, and they said the show ended up getting good ratings. They had that dog there every time they taped to bite her before an episode.
That's actually a true story. Yeah, you know those people that say that?
Yeah.
Because that's all they can... That's and the only way they can
they
connect.
Don't know, yeah.
They don't know it's a true story, but they want
to... They're trying to fish from the outside of the circle into the group. You know, that's a true story. So everyone turns and kind of sucks them
Oh, no, don't let Jordan up. Don't let Jordan over to the mic, please.
Maybe
don't
she has
let
a story. Jordan. Maybe she has a story.
Okay.
You know, they're the first season of Golden Girls. Every lunch, they all eat chicken sandwiches. Chicken sandwiches.
Sounds like Brian Regan. Brian Regan. All right, everybody, get 14 ready. That's the first half of the show. There we go. We'll be back. We'll see you next Friday.
Folks, we're going to be coming right back. This is the Todd Glass Show. You know you're having fun. You're not even good. Oh, sorry.
Oh, the guys who can't do the intro? Okay, we'll keep doing that until we go to break. Okay, so here we go. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. I'll tell you what, we're going to have some fun next week. You're listening. Fuck. Oh, they get mad.
What about the guy who gets it done way too early? Like, give me three beats before you silence before you roll in, okay?
Well, you got to time that out.
All right, so, and we're going to be coming. No, before even the songs, you know what I mean? Like, so. Anyway, so we're going to be coming right up. Our guest is Todd Glass, Rory Scovel in the studio, and the traffic's coming up next.
No, he wants you to wait 3 seconds after he throws to it. Like, that's how bad his timing is.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, don't
okay.
Start. All right, silence. All right, it's 7:15 in the morning. We got traffic coming up. We have a few comedians from the Funny Bone stopping by. We're going to have a great time. Please stay tuned for more.
No, I think it should be longer. Watch it again. So we got comedian Rory Scovel in here. He just had an hour special. You're listening to The Morning Show. Remember, we'll be out there. Me, Hotshot, Terry Parker. We're going to be out there Friday at Dell Chevrolet. We're going to be raising some money. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Skim Scampi and the Fimpy Flumpy. Okay, here's the guy. Look what's driving by, a red soul. Here's the guy. Let's do the other one where the guy gets so angry that he...
Flippy floppy. That's the worst.
I know, and I tried. That's the sad part.
But the thing is, that's how ridiculous so many of those shows are.
All right, okay. Number 14, we're gonna bring... When we come out of act part two, we're going to finish this bit. So ride us out on 14. Here we go. Oh, jeez.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.